Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GMS Magazine podcast, the RPG Review Room. I am Paco Garcia, your narrator, and this is a review originally written by Enzeitgeist of Knight's Black Agents Double Trap. Knight's Black Agents Double Tap has been written by Ken Hyde, John Adamus, Will Hinmarch, Kevin Culp, Christian Linke, James Palmer, Will Plant, and Rob Wieland. The artists are Alessandro Alaya, David Lewis Johnson, and Phil Reeves, and it's been published by Pelgrane Press. This massive expansion book for Knight's Black Agents clocks in at 134 pages. Between all the pages at the front, we are left with 123 pages of content. So let's take a look. By the way, this review was moved forward in my reviewing queue due to me receiving a print copy in exchange for an honest and critical review. Alright, so if you recall my original review of Knight's Black Agents, you recall that I have received said books as a gift from a friend of mine and how much I loved it. However, there's always remained one particular observation that may be considered somewhat problematic. Knight's Black Agent is based on the Gumshoe engine, which is perhaps the best investigative RPG engine out there. At the same time, though, Knight's Black Agent's different gameplay styles at least partially implied a higher degree of emphasis on action and high-octane gameplay than what you'd see in Trail of Cthulhu or ASO Terrorists. Knight's Black Agents managed to partially offset the engine not being per se designed for this type of gameplay via the introduction of a significant amount of thoroughly inspired tweaks to the system. Well, if you are like me and have played a couple of Knight's Black Agents scenarios, you'll immediately notice what this book is. It's the high-octane advanced player's guide, the 13 true ways of the Knight's Black Agents. Let me elaborate a bit. The book is divided into two sections, one for players and one for directors, with the player section beginning with abilities. Here, we are introduced to ability focuses like money laundering that concisely define what can be done with them. Better yet, the respective entries to sport a plethora of techniques associated with the respective ability focus. In the above example, we'd for example receive information of overseas accounts, shell companies and the like. The abilities also support tactical fact-finding benefits that list sample possible spends and clues, the latter of which port the handy glyphs denoting the nature of vampire in your given campaign. Beyond offering benefits for the players, this excessive section also provides a significant amount of unique hooks that directors can utilize to weave into their respective campaigns, from astrophysics to handling radioactive materials to glad handling via cryptography. This chapter provides an immensely enriching array of options, not only for investigative abilities, but also for the various general abilities featured. Indeed, beyond significantly enriching the rich tapestry of options at the beck and call of the agents, the supplemental rules also improve the versatility and variety of action scenarios available. Oh, and if you're annoyed by absolute super pro secret agents failing certain tests, then you may want to check out the optional mastered rules provided. That being said, yes, this chapter also covers an impressive array of new cherries for your agents, further diversifying the abilities and improving the rewards ratio for specialization beyond what the core book offered, from retroactive pickpocketing to knight and defusible bomb setups. This chapter is a true beauty and further cements Knight's Black Agents as the mechanically most refined gumshoe game out there. Beyond combat-centric cherries and a general expansion of abilities, one should not fail to mention the tricks of the trade. Usually requiring 8+ in the respective ability, these allow for superb cheating skills by a 3-point spend, improvising alibis, mad hacking skills played via hilarious technobubble, or even Jane Bond Knight Rider-esque signature vehicles. And yes, this extends to a set of unique and inspired new thriller combat maneuvers, including being thrown away by the blast, riding the shockwave, if you will. On a personal note, that had me chuckle quite a bit, since it's been a running joke in my games ever since I once managed to evade lethal 20T explosion in Shadowrun and come out of it unscathed thanks to a ridiculous amount of luck. Now, one basic issue regarding espionage tradecraft ultimately remains the problem of what can be done with which ability. Here, adaptative tradecraft helps, suggesting a rather impressive amount of uses for the respective abilities in uncommon ways, from monitoring and negotiation to manipulating webcams. This section, once again, is all about the glorious options that should be at the fingertips of elite spies. If your players are like mine, they will have, not only in-game, immensely benefited from the standard operation procedures and thus quickened the general pace with which you can handle complex operations, investigations and plans. Well, there's more here. The Cartagena rules should further help agents operate within the challenging requirements of destroying a global vampire conspiracy. Obviously, an agent is only as good as its tool, and we did learn that from Mr. Bond at all, right? Hence, new material is introduced by the buckets. Voice synthesizers, scrambles, facial masking, RFID sniffers, and even low-powered wrist lasers can be found here. And yeah, the optional rules here also cover the effects of EMP weaponry, should you wish to go the route, of course. Oh, for high-octane games, I should also mention jetpacks. While dust games in particular will appreciate, for example, winches of magnetic licensing plates. And yes, if you're particularly prepared, you can benefit from the Q rule and have utterly awesome strange gadget at your disposal. At the hefty price of a 12-point preparedness spent, obviously. This level of detail also extends to weaponry, which is not only listed by a special ops force that employ them, but which also now benefits from new uses and cherries as well. Thriller contest rules have been a crucial part of Knight's Black Agent's appeal for more action-driven gameplay style, and indeed, the rules receive some utterly non-optional expansions. Beyond digital intrusion, infiltration, surveillance, and manhunt all receive extensive supplemental rules to make them more exciting. This chapter alone is so compelling, I'd never want to miss it on any of my MBEA games, and yet, even when playing different games, AGM can still learn quite a bit here. Where the player section of this book was focused primarily on expanding the options and further streamlining the suspense factor, the Director's Companions chapter can be considered to be all about utility. Need some sample NPCs that don't necessarily feature in the main plot? The significant array of cameo stats from mechanics, superintendents and the like has you covered. And it hilariously includes a goth in love with the dread vampire predator. Nice winking nod towards one of my subculture's obsessions and how that would pan out in Knight's Black Agent's world. Beyond these people, ready-made establishing shots of various places, sporting enough details for compelling narratives, can be considered another godsend for the director whose agents have once again gone off script. Among the new options for the agent's monstrous adversaries, manipulating blood to create servitors, cursing them, and Chapa, Ekimu, Homunculus, Penaglang, and Nosferatu starts have you covered with more unique vampiric adversaries. Speaking of which, now directors can utilize the pyramidal structure of the conspiramid to chart out means by which the conspiracy can be torn asunder. The suspicions pyramid or suspiramid helps in that regard, and it's an apt planning tool, particularly fond and high note for an already excellent book, would be the advice given rewarding Variantiras, should you choose to. You can cart some out storylines detailing the struggles of generation of agents against the dread conspiracy, including relevant rules for social class, telegraphy, and the like. and a rule for old agents up to one final stop at the Nebulous Masters. The book ends with handy summaries of Cherry's combat rules, vampire powers, etc. All available in a very user-friendly manner, as well as with massive and very useful index. Conclusion. Editing and formatting are excellent. I noticed not a single glitch. Layout adheres to Knight's Black Agent's three-column black and white standard, and the artwork utilizes original and generally high quality and evocative. The electronic version comes fully bookmarked with nested bookmarks for your convenience, while the soft cover print version features high quality glossy paper and leaves nothing to be desired regarding the quality. And it better not, for this book will see a lot of use. Alright, if you've been following my reviews, you'll have noticed that I pretty much spoiled the review from the get-go, mentioning this book in the same breath of the Advanced Player's Guide and 13 True Ways should well tell you something about this. Namely, that this book is what I would call the unique identity marker. Don't get me wrong, Knight's Black Agent's core book is an absolute excellent tome that deserves all the praise I heaped on it. At the same time, though, it is still very much obviously a gumshoe book and as such offers a plain experience that may deviate from Esoterrorists, Trail of Cthulhu, etc. But at the same time, there are parallels you can utilize. When adding Double Tap to the fray, the unique components of Knight's Black Agents are not only expanded, they are amplified significantly. And best of all, for the better. For even a game that blends multiple gumshoe games, you can still make this the representation of the step up to the Hyper Pro mode. Basically, this book makes everything more exciting and versatile for the players, and at the same time, it helps the directors out there manage what's important with its extremely useful cameos and set piece establishing shots. If the above accumulation of basically unfiltered praise was not ample clue for you, this may very well be the best gumshoe rulebook I have read so far. It succeeds also absolutely perfectly at making Knight's Black Agents run more smoothly. The fast-paced infiltration rules, the nice knots regarding digital intrusion, the rules that run the gamut from realistic grit to high-octane action, all of these conspire to make this book a non-optional purchase for a gumshoe system, if there ever was one. In fact, if you liked the rules of Knight's Black Agents and scavenged them, I wholeheartedly encourage you to do the same here. Double Tap is chock full with pure excellence. Kenneth Hyde, John Adams, Will Hinman, Kevin Kolb, Christian Lindke, James Palmer, Will Plant, Rob Wyland, Gareth Ryder, Hanrahan, gentlemen, you have created a truly outstanding must-have book that has to be considered non-optional for Knight's Black Agents and extremely rewarding for Gumshoe beyond that. My final verdict will clock in at 5 stars plus the seal of approval. And Zeitgeist out. Thank you very, very much indeed for listening to this podcast. For more reviews like this, please do head on to Zeitgeist.com or GMSmagazine.com, where you can also find them written down for your convenience. Please remember to subscribe to this podcast and share among your friends if you have found it useful. But until next time, thanks once again, and I will talk to you later.